Everyone, it's Michelle, and it is January. Take two. June 21st, 2022. It is the first day of summer, probably, I think. It's usually the 21st, right?
Yes.
So the longest day of the year. And here in Calgary, that means a lot because it stays later till like nearly 11 o'clock or something like that. So I love these long summer days. If you live by the somewhere by the equator, it won't mean so much to you. But up here in Canada, like, I love those summer days. All right. So this is our offer creation, create your offer retreat. And we, here's what we're doing today. We're just going to do a brief meditation. We're not going to start with Shavasana. We're just going to do a seated meditation in a minute because I want to share as much, save as much time as I can for workshopping and actually building out your offer. So we'll do a brief meditation. Love to hear some wins. Not many announcements today, but a couple of reminders about what's here to serve and support you. And also just to let you know what's coming up. So then I've had you off reading The Signs of Getting Rich and working on your vision. We have our quarterly planning call. That's a great time for vision next week. But I wanted to spend a few minutes at the beginning connecting up and asking about The Signs of Getting Rich and asking about your vision. Yay! hang on. Yay! Oh my goodness. Yay! Oh, we have the same edition. Diane, Heidi, you've got a different one.
A different edition.
Yay. So we'll do that. And then I'll tell you some things about offers. And my aim is, because sometimes, you know, we just get blocked on. It's like, well, I don't know what to offer, so I'll just wait for a year or two or three, you know? So let's just get that out of the way. And I want to keep it as simple as possible, because often when we learn too many complex things, we get caught in the details of it and we don't actually do it. So my whole effort has been to try to simplify the best I can. So if it's not coming across as simple to you guys, like, let me know and we'll simplify, we'll boil it down to the, you know, the most important things for you. And then just some time, a lot of time to, as much time as we can to workshop your actual offers. So we build it here. Then remember, it doesn't have to be once and done, but we want to do it good enough. Then you can ask on the Q&A calls and we'll be seeing each other on Thursday as well. So you can ask questions there and just, but you want to be, I love what you said, Diane, yesterday. It's like, right, it doesn't have to be all figured out to get out there and offer it. Thank you for that. If I wanted to say one thing in this offer creation retreat, it's that. So thank you for saying that yesterday. And yeah, reminder about support this week, has inspired action. So that's our agenda for today. So let me see. Let's start out just with a brief and this, usually I say turn your video off, but it's just going to be a brief seated meditation for centering so that we have as much time as possible for your offer. So, but we want to be present and we want to breathe. So sit in a comfortable position with the heart center open. So often we're like in computer slouch, me too. So the shoulders are back and down, but it's not a military thrust out with your chest. It's just the heart center is lifted. The sternum bone is lifted. Right? It comes from what one of my yoga teachers calls the dashboard of the back. So the shoulder blades, imagine it's like the sturdiness of a dashboard. They come into the back. The bottom tips of the shoulder blades come into the back and the opening of the heart center comes from the back. Are you understanding my words? Do you feel that? Yeah, fantastic. And then softly closing your eyes. If you're wearing glasses, I suggest you take them off. That helps that inward journey. Sit with the feet comfortably on the floor, legs not crossed, arms not crossed. So uncross the arms, uncross the legs. The hands can rest comfortably somewhere about mid thigh in a place where the elbows hang directly beneath the shoulders. Chest open, shoulders back and down, lifting through that dashboard of the back. And then imagine a golden string drawing the crown of the head to the sky. Feel that lift that comes all the way through the side waist, through the side ribs, and all the way up so that there's liftedness. There's two opposite actions, the grounding of the feet, the grounding into the sit bones. You can even feel groundedness in the backs of the hands, grounded. And from that place, lift. When we're grounded, we can extend, lift up to the sky. And then let go of whatever came before or what's coming later in the day. Be present. And when we're seated in this upright position, the breath flows more easily. There's space for heart and lungs to do their work. So just feel the breath. Watch the breath. Let all else go. Take this time for yourself. Any thoughts arise, as thoughts will, the nature of thought. As soon as you notice it, just gently release it. It's unimportant right now. Just return to the breath. Relax the tongue, relax the face, the jaw. Smooth the forehead. Watch the breath. And with these last couple of breaths, the mind is receptive in this quiet place. From the intention for clarity, for alignment, for ease and joy, for your heart's desire in this moment, form that intention. And then slowly, slowly open the eyes. Thank you. Only takes a couple minutes. You can be right at your desk, pause, close your eyes. How are you feeling compared to before? What about you? I'm feeling more centered. That's good. Good, good. All right. So just a couple of announcements. This week we don't have our, what will be, is as of next week, I guess, our usual Q&A call for sales and offers, because we've got 3.5 hours together today. Any questions you have, bring them here and also ask them here. And then also we have our half day retreat, our letting go retreat on Thursday. Our usual, our most often time slot from 12:30 to 4 Mountain Time. And in these leaps that we are all taking together in the Love Your Life journey, there's much that needs to be let go of. Old ways of doing things, old habits, old limiting beliefs, the ceilings that we have inside us we don't even know we have. The way we do things, because that's the way we've always done them, then we keep getting the same results. Lots of things to let go of so we can make space for the new. So that's a really important call on Thursday. And I tell you, since the last time I taught it, I've learned a lot about letting go, I promise you. And so that's going to be our deepest ever. I know, it just is. So I'm super excited about that. And I've been teaching that for many, many years. Many, many years. Marie started in 2010, and at least since then. So, and this will be the deepest ever, I know. Then on Friday, we have our office hours. And office hours are different. We stay on Slack and there's the office hours channel and you ask a one sentence question. It's really good for clarifying your question. I tell you, I am not that skilled at this. I'm getting more skilled because I want to ask 3 things, 10 things at once. And so learning to ask a one sentence empowered question is a great skill in and of itself. Even if I gave a lousy answer, and I won't, I'll give you my best, right? Even if the answer meant nothing, forming that question will take you hugely forward. So that's on Friday. And again, all those dates are either in your inbox or in Slack. We have many ways to be in touch now. So that's a reminder of what's coming up this week. And then next week, our quarterly planning call. We've not done this before. Lots of new things. I don't think ever. So that's next Thursday. Great place to bring your visions and your intentions, right? So planning, intentions, vision, these are all related. Different words sometimes have a different, slight different resonance, but that's a great place to bring any vision questions along with our Q&A call on Monday and so on and so forth, right? All right. So those are the announcements. Wins. Oh, I would love to hear. I heard one briefly before we started the recording. So Diane, love to hear it.
So I've created an outline for my 6-month program for moms and children.
Yay! That's so good. So good. It's right there. It's right there for you. And when you combine that with what you said yesterday about, you know, oh, it doesn't have to be all perfect, doesn't have to be all figured out to go out and offer it. You have the keys to the kingdom. Just go do it. Just go do it. This is so brilliant. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. Other wins wanting to be shared. And yeah, Mary Kay. Oh, that was quick. It's like me.
Well, I just get thrilled every time I teach my clients. And I was really aware of less is more, which I teach all the time, but I myself was more. And I just, my students keep, they keep learning faster than almost I can keep up with them. They're like, I haven't taught something and they've got it.
That's so great. I love it, Mary Kay. Less is more. My clients are amazing. Like I can hear you saying that they're going so fast. And that's the joy of high ticket work too, right? I mean, it forces in a good way. It makes us be our best.
The horses did that too. I mean, they've done that, but they're doing it even more.
So good.
They're like a step ahead. It's like, wow, great.
And then, you know, that feeling, we don't want to be, you know, the smartest in the room, the head of everybody. Like when we're around people, including our clients, including our animals, right? And I know you get that. I mean, you get that better than I do, clearly, Mary Kay. I know Anna Maria, you get that deeply, right? So how wise are the beings around us are. And then when we are going, wow, you know, here's my next level, let's go. That's a great way to live on the planet. Openings happen so quickly when we're on that cutting edge. And again, working in high ticket simply does that because people are invested. They show up as their best. And there's something that you do that they really, really want that really makes a difference to them. And oh, it's such a great place to live. Mary Kay, thank you. And less is more. And I know that, like you say, you know that and you teach that, but do we always do it? You guys know that I don't always do that. I just want to give you all this stuff, right? Less is more, less is more, less is more. And one of my mentors, I just heard him saying last week, you know, he works with a lot of 7- and 8-figure companies and they go in and fix stuff in the companies that aren't working. And if they have content, what they do is usually they get rid of half of it, even though it's all good stuff. And I remember, you know, like less, 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 less. And when we're creating an offer, we often think, got to stuff more in, got to create value that's coming from small self, you know? Oh, simplicity. And less. And we talked about this on the Q&A call yesterday. All I'm trying to get across in 20 minutes of my signature talk is that stories are everywhere. If everybody, I want everybody in the room to know that. But if they know that, it's going to change their world. Simplicity. Simplicity. Less. Thank you, Mary Kay. What a beautiful win. Any other wins bubbling up wanting to be shared?
Well, I didn't realize it was a win until Mary Kay shared. So I'll share the win that I just realized I had. the less is more, because tomorrow I'm co-teaching a little intro, a little workshop for parents. And so my partner in this and I were going through, you know, okay, what are we going to talk about? And in talking it through with her, I said, we have to stop. Like, just give this. This is golden. If they get this one tool, it's everything. And the other stuff is nice and we'll put it there. But this thing, because if we keep talking, we're going to lose them. So we have to stop. So when you said the less is more, I said, oh, that's what I was doing. Okay, great. So yay. Thank you for that.
And you guys will watch me forget this too. I will forget. And then just call me back to simplicity. Call me back to simplicity. I just want to share everything with you. You know, like your long courses on what a story is. What's the most important thing you guys need to know? Like what's one thing in 30 seconds, you know, like just what's the shortest and simplest route there? And then also be gentle with yourself, because the first time we do something, we're always going to over deliver. We're always, because we just want to give, we want to give, we want to give. So when you watch yourself doing that, don't worry. It's okay. It's a process. It's, you know, remember process versus product. The final product will be simpler and simpler and simpler. And the process of getting there, just be with it, be with it, be with it, you know? So like the stages that we have, the simplicity of those stages took months of work. Simplicity, and really years, because it's built on everything we've done in this company since 2010. coming to simplicity is a process. And thank you for that, Heidi. Beautiful. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You know what? Anna Maria, I would love to hear a win. You might not have had one in your back pocket, but since everybody here, so the ones who are here live, it's like there's always a win. And it doesn't have to be grandiose. It could be like, I got here today. It could be anything.
Well, my biggest win, I think, and no, I believe is, you know, Dr. Michelle, I was having a little bit of a stumbling block talking to my partner about selling the farm.
Yes.
So I did talk to him a little bit about it, but he's a little bit like, don't want to hear it. Right. So what I did was I wrote a letter stating, very simple, stating the reason that, you know, it's just me wanting to move forward, me wanting to follow on my dreams, want just transform my life. So just very simple that way. And also very grateful about all, you know, all the time that we had the farm for 30 years, like the best business partner ever in a way of honesty, integrity, respect. But I think the time for me is to go. So the title of my letter is My Time to Leave. Mm. So this is my win. My time to do that is tonight. Tonight is to send my letter.
Oh, Anna Maria, I'm so glad I called for your win. So beautiful and so inspiring and so heartfelt and so coming from love and gratitude. I love it. And what a beautiful way to do it, to send a letter. I'm seeing the hearts here and you know, we're with you. This is so beautiful. So
thank you. I was afraid. I was holding back for a while, but I said, no, it's important for me to do this. And I already made a decision. So how much longer do I need to wait? I don't need to wait.
Mm-hmm. So bad. Yes. We know that something is aligned for us. Do it now. Just do it now. Do it now. Do it now. It'll either be, it doesn't usually turn out in exactly the way we want or exactly the way we expect. Right. It turns out some way, sometimes way better, sometimes way different, somebody, you know, and it's either what we call a successful or a learning experience. And then we go on to the next phase of whatever it is, right? But to have the courage to actually do it, to follow your heart's dream of what you actually want, you know, well, we're here on this planet for such a short time. Yeah. How about now, right?
I can say one more thing. I was, you know, a lot of things can happen really, but I think that not doing a change, that would not be good with me. I would just not want to not be a change. Like I was getting nervous and afraid, but I was also getting desperate. So I said, no, it's more important to, it doesn't matter. A change, if something doesn't work, well, you do the next thing. So I am aware of that. Like I know that. And I said, but what is important for me is to leave. I'm sorry, that's my dad calling me. I'm sorry. There's a lot of problems in Ecuador, the country. So I'm sorry.
Of course. And, you know, yeah, thank you for being here. And if whatever you need to tend to, the recording will be there for you, okay? Whatever you need.
Yeah, we'll be back. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that beautiful win. I love it. All right. And blessings to you and your family, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So what beautiful wins. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is such a powerful, powerful community. So I want to actually, I'm going to try this out. And I got Amy to have it stop flashing at you, record, not record, because I'm going to see if we can put recordings in little chunks for you. So we'll try it out today so that if you're trying to access one part of it, you can more easily. So I'm just going to try it. And so sometimes you're going to see me stopping.